Thanks again for joining us here on this Saturday morning as we get a chance to talk sports, like we're going to do here in just a few moments with the Coach's Corner, and we're going to turn our attention to the Basketball League. Wasn't that long ago that the Lebanon Leprechauns bowed out of tournament play, losing to the Kokomo Bobcats. That's a disappointing thing to talk about, but there are also some great things to talk about. I thought it'd be good to get the team president on to give us his thoughts on how this inaugural season of the Lebanon Leprechauns went. So that's why we have Preston Myers back with us once again. And Preston, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's good to have you back with us here to kind of recap the season that was and what's going to be coming up for the Lebanon Leprechauns. So let's kind of start with what's going on right now. We'll get to more details about the season in just a second. What are some of the things you're working on as team president to get ready, I guess, for next year?
Well, we're already getting going on our plans for kind of reassessing what we did this year. I'm bringing my sales staff and operations team together here in the next week or so, and we're going to kind of have it all out and figure out what we liked, what we didn't like, what needs to change, and go from there. But no rest for the weary, you know what I mean? So
obviously, you're not reinventing the wheel. You're doing things that probably other towns and cities have done when they've jumped into this league called the Basketball League. What direction did you get going into this early on about things you were told, you know, these are some things you should do and these are some things that you probably will want to stay away from?
Well, truthfully, the best part about this league is the freedom they give you to run your own franchise. There are very few covenants or restrictions. I mean, basically, here are the rules that we play by. Follow them, but they're short. It's kind of a Ten Commandments style system. Obviously, there are league responsibilities and rules and rules of play that you have to follow, but every franchise is basically their own business. And we can be as creative as we want to be, and we were really creative by comparison to a lot of the other teams, to tell you the truth. My inspiration for this whole thing was honestly the Savannah Bananas, which is a independent baseball team in Savannah, Georgia. You look them up online and they do some really wacky, crazy things, and it's truly a circus that plays baseball. Well, we want to be a circus that plays basketball and just be a really fun, family-friendly, great experience, well worth your price of admission. Now, that being said, we did a great job, but we're not a carnival. We're not a circus yet. We're a street fair. So we've got to ramp up our plans and our efforts and, you know, sort of take the next step in the next season. But we're on our way. We're on our way, and that's kind of the vision for us. And I think we executed it well, but there's still more room to grow.
Obviously, one of the things you want to do is get bottoms in the seats there at Rosensteel Gymnasium. And I'm sure with it being the inaugural year, was there some thought about these are the numbers we're going to need to be successful? And did you hear from other programs as far as what they had experienced their first year in?
Yeah, we knew kind of what our baseline was, and that we really needed a budget for, and we hit it about 90% of the time. There were a couple of Sunday games that were a little shallow on the seats, but I really cannot complain. We led the league in attendance this year by a mile, and you know, there were a few games that we got north of 2,500 people in the gym, and that's really successful for independent sports. So I really can't complain. We had great crowds, very enthusiastic support. Now we just got to get more diehards that are not going to miss games, and that's our next goal. sell more season tickets, get more people out to the games for the first time. You know, the last time we spoke, Scott, my bigger concern was, does the community even know this is happening? And it was a marketing effort to get people to understand what it was. Now, unless you've been living under a rock, you should have heard of the leprechauns. So I think more people know about it now. And now it's a question of, how do we draw them in? And that's what our summer's about, is making sure that we've got good, solid plans for that. And, you know, the best ideas are stolen ideas. So I'm on the phone constantly with other sports, other leagues, other teams. You know, what works for them, what doesn't work for them. You know, what do we think will work in our market? Our market's a very unique market. We're kind of a small town to host this, but that means our fan interaction means that much more. Does that make sense?
Sure, because people want to buy in and say they know who's competing out there on the floor.
Yeah, absolutely. It's you know, let's embrace being in a small town. It's pretty cool walking into a local restaurant, bumping into one of my players, seeing somebody else in the community stop by their table and shake their hands and say good luck or ask for an autograph. And some of our guys just absolutely get mobbed on the streets. It's crazy. So we're getting there. That fan base is growing.
And along with growing the fan base and getting people more actively involved in the season, you also have the other part, which is, of course, putting the team together. And talk a little bit about your head coach this year and the job he did with the inaugural season.
Coach Rousham, Brian Rousham, did a superb, fantastic, excellent job. I don't have enough adjectives in my vocabulary to successfully convey how professional, how just on top of everything he was. He did a wonderful job. And, you know, kind of as we were sitting back and reminiscing about the season the day after it ended, you know, his wife flew in from Dallas and watched our playoff games. And, you know, we went out to a nice dinner and had a good conversation. You know, half of it was about what we need to do for next year, and half of it was about who do I need to talk to about real estate? So I think he's a guy that hopefully will be with us for a long time.
Well, that's why I was curious about, because this is such a transitory sport, at least at this level, where he is probably now moving on to maybe back to Mexico City or some other locale, like many of the players are as well. So his commitment is to be back with the team next year. At least that's what it sounds like from you.
We're going to hope that he's available. Obviously, things change. You know, if the New York Knicks come calling or something like that, I'm not going to hold anybody back from chasing their dreams. But truthfully, he's got a job lined up this fall for, I believe he said, Indonesia.
Oh, okay.
So he's going to coach there.
Yeah.
And that season wraps up, and then he's back to the States, and hopefully will be joining us again. I would say if he's available, he's probably coming.
All right, good. And the same situation for the players as well, isn't it?
Yes. So, again, there are some guys that will be available and won't be available. There are definitely some guys that we are going to key on trying to bring back. There are some guys that we may not key on trying to bring back. But everybody wants to be a leprechaun. I get about 90 contacts a day, from free agent players, guys that are rehabbing injuries and say, hey, I'm 3 months away. When's that next tryout? Everybody, we made a splash. We made a splash in our league. We made a splash in really the whole country, because I get them from everywhere. I had somebody from Greece call me this week, you know, because we are being taken note of, and that's really encouraging.
Yeah, for sure. That tells me that you are doing things right. If you weren't doing things right, people wouldn't be reaching out to you.
That's right. That's right. And the most important piece of that is, you know, we have a great reputation with our league, but we have a great reputation with our players. Players talk. And there are some franchises in certain leagues and different things where it's like, ooh, stay away from this one. It's a disaster. That is not the case in Lebanon. We absolutely do things by the books, above board, great things.
So when will you start working on the idea of getting things ready for next year as far as player personnel? Because I'm sure that's probably a year-long process, I would assume.
It is a year-long process, but truthfully, I'm headed out to Vegas here pretty soon for the Summer League stuff. And the TBL has a Summer League. The NBA has a Summer League. It's a huge collection of players of all different levels, and agents and scouts and coaches, and it's kind of a come together of the world of basketball. And so I'm going to start right there in July and August, kind of on that circuit, and then probably around October we'll start going to showcase events and scouting and hosting tryouts. So the plan is to bring a bunch of guys in. We had about 100 folks come in last year, and we took those 100 guys that came to our camps and kind of whittled that down to our top 20, and then those 20 we invited to training camp, and from those 20 we 12 roster spots.
Preston Myers with us here, team president of the Lebanon Leprechauns, just wrapping up their inaugural season, but look forward to seeing more from the Leprechauns in the days and weeks and months and, of course, years to come. That's what we hope for. Preston, thanks for your time and joining us here on the Coach's Corner.
I appreciate it, Scott, and we'll see you in the spring.
Looking forward to it. Again, Preston Myers with us here with the Lebanon Leprechauns. A break, and we'll be back with more. This is the Coach's Corner on Radio Moms.